Loneliness and isolation. You may find yourself feeling empty and alone. You may have very few people around you for support, or you may have lots of people around you trying to help. You may not have told family or friends about the incident, or if you have, they may not have reacted in a way that was helpful or supportive. Or you may have decided not to tell certain people or anyone at all about what's happened. You may feel completely alone and unable to trust that anyone else can understand or help. It may be true that no one else can understand your unique experience, but talking can help you to feel better. Tips to manage loneliness. Consider talking to someone you trust about what is going on for you. By opening up, it might help to get some of the thoughts in your head out of your head. Take it slowly. Think about how you might be able to build up to spending more time with others or meeting new people again. Think about support groups for people who have experienced a sexual assault. You may find it helpful to meet people who may be experiencing similar reactions to you. There is also some good online support too. Consider volunteering to help others. You could help an elderly neighbour out, give blood, donate to a food bank, or volunteer at a charity. By helping other people, it reminds you that you have strengths and coping skills and helps you reconnect with people in the world and feel a sense of community and connection.